الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى واتل عليهم نبأ بني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, Adam alayhi salam's two children just married, and then one realized that the one's wife was prettier than the other one's. Now, these type of differences, variations and fluctuations must happen in this world. This is part of the trial, the test, the challenge that you will get through. Sometimes there are variations and fluctuations in wealth, sometimes in prosperity, sometimes in publicity, sometimes in smartness and intelligence, sometimes in competence and experience. So you will get these variances. And it is the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala that He has created this difference. And it's also a trial for us. There are numerous reasons why Allah Ta'ala creates these type of variations. There's two simple reasons that Allah Ta'ala that appeal to us is, one is for the smooth administration of this world. لَوْلَا أَيَّكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّنْ فِضَّةً وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَزْهَرُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala has created these variances so that one may be able to take out work from the other. But if it was not for the concern that the believers will swing over to disbelief, then Allah Ta'ala would have provided homes with golden staircases, with golden and silver roofs, doors made of gold. Allah could have done this. But there was the concern that if Allah Ta'ala had given these comforts, luxuries, wealth to the kuffar, then the believers would have gone over to disbelief. Because they would have thought that in order for us to become eligible to this wealth, then we need to also go on that line. Then only can we become eligible to that wealth. So Allah Ta'ala gives it to the believer and gives it to the non-believer, that this may become a test as well. That in this test, how are you going to be responding? What's going to be your response? You're going to be looking at that person with respect, or you will become envious. Why is he got more prosperity? Why is his children more smart, more eligible and capable? Why is he more acceptable amongst the community? So this is going to happen. can't avoid it. But what is to be seen is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Not why is he more prosperous, why is he excelling. That's not our business. That's the divine distribution. It's a distribution and a division of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's pointless for us getting into this. Why like this and why like that? Yes, it is our duty to understand that in this plan, where do I fit, what I'm supposed to be doing? That's divine, that's what he's supposed to be doing. Now, instead of we trying to work out what's my duty and what's my obligation, I go into the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, why have you done this? So Allah Ta'ala won't like this, obviously. So nonetheless, one realized that his wife is prettier than my wife. So he become very irritable, couldn't see this, he couldn't endure this. So he says to his brother, لأقتلنك, I will kill you. So Adam alayhi salam had seen this whole commotion going on, and he says, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. Just settle this. You know, when there's a dispute, then the first level of settling the dispute is try to do it from within. Perhaps spouses can think about it. Maybe it's my fault, maybe it's your fault, maybe you make an adjustment, maybe you make an adjustment. That's the first level. But if you cannot be sorted out in that way, you can't amicably come to some type of a solution, agreement, then the second level, they say, is فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِيَا. A representative from the wife's side, representative from the husband's side, and they can thrash it out, alright, what are the problems? But provided both of them are level-headed, they can understand, they're level-headed, and they're not prejudiced. إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحِ يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Both intentions are right. They are looking for a peaceful settlement. Then Allah Ta'ala will reconcile the hearts. But Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu used to say, رُدُّ الْخُصُومَةَ إِلَى ذَوِي الْأَحْرَامِ إِلَى ذَوِي الْأَرْحَامِ فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ يُورِثُ الدَّغَائِنِ. He says, when there is a dispute, there is a problem, then refer it to the families. Let some representative of the family, some senior person from this side, a senior person from that side, sit down, see the differences, don't be prejudiced. In the spirit of reconciliation, see what's better. It's easy to be prejudiced, to take one side or the other. That's easy, it's not a difficult thing. But what are you required to do is to bring about a reconciliation. Alright, what adjustment do I need to make this side, what adjustment on that side? A little adjustment can reconcile the hearts can be good for each other. But just little adjustment. فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ يُورِثُ الدَّغَائِنِ. Now, if you're going to be thrown out of the house, going to go to a judicial or some committee that is not related, then this brings about malice, hatred, dislike. Because each party will feel that now my dirty linen is thrown out into the public. The whole world is going to talk about me, all my dirt and all my hidden life is all going to be exposed. So when he sees that his hidden life, his private life is going to be exposed, so he feels bitter about it. And when he feels bitter about it, now the process of reconciliation becomes more difficult and complicated. But it's from within the house, one uncle here, one uncle there, or grandfather this side, and an elder brother this side. They sit down, and provided there is absolutely no prejudice, they're doing it, keeping Allah Ta'ala before them, then very easily you can bring about a reconciliation. Allah Ta'ala likes this as well. So the hadith says that إِيَّاكُمْ وَفَسَادُ وَذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Be careful of domestic and mutual conflicts within now. فَسَادُ وَذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Be careful of that. One is صَلَاهُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, to bring about love, to bring about understanding that is so full of merit and reward in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is more rewarding than your nafil hajj, your sadaqah, nafil roza. We have to keep one nafil roza. You know, how difficult don't we feel? Tomorrow, 15th of Shaban, now keep roza. Still think about, I'll manage, I won't manage, what I'll eat for Sari, and let's hope the days are short, I'll manage nicely, it must be a cool and relaxing day. But now, the thing that is even like, even more in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, is to bring about reconciliation, put the Muslims together. I see it, I will do it, you see it, you will do it. But now to take one side, to pick a side, and then I begin to look at your weak points and smash you, and then now to raise problem is that I make it viral. That are we looking towards a reconciliation, a process of bringing understanding, muhabbat, etc., or are we trying to create more division? And what is our duty? How do we do it? How do we do it? You know, we need to look at the lives of our akabir, because when I look at them, then they were the closest to the sahaba kiram, closest. Any small aspect of their life and how they covered up, how they overcame a situation. They did so many things, but we just forget them sometimes. No, who are they? Because of us forgetting them, then we are lost ourselves. And the more we can identify with them, which is, alright, this was the line that they had taken, this was a situation similar to what we have got at hand, but how did they overcome that situation? As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, many of us may have had the good fortune to visit him and see him when he came to Stanger. So he was invited by a senior police officer for a walima or something. And now, the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi understood the person's background. He understood very well those that had been to India, you know, Chai Pani, grease the palm, all these stories are quite common. And now it's common here as well. We think it's only something exclusive to India. No, it's already imported here. So we also enjoy it here, right? Allah forgive us for that. But now this police officer, now for some reason Sheikh Ahmadai knew the person very well. And he knows now the man is living out of bribery. Uski zindagi ka sahara rishwat hai. He's living out of bribery and corruption, you can see it in the person. Because the salary is very paltry, small salary. And how can he manage to do such a big dawat? He's inviting 500 people, only earning 500 rupees a month, he got his household expenses, but he's managing to invite 500 people for a very lavish feast. How can he manage this? Now, Sheikh knew him personally and knew his income. So just to cover his fortune, no, Sheikh said, no, I won't be able to manage for some work. In a respectful way, now this person, Tracy, now, Sheikh ka Sheikh kon hai? Who is the Sheikh's Sheikh? He's a murid of someone else. Now, whose murid is he? So he found out that he is the murid of Hazrat Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah. That's the Sheikh. He's the murid. So he went up to him. Hazrat, mere yahan walima ki daawat hai, aap zarur tashreef le aaye. Walima daawat must come, so I accepted it. Aur Moli Zakaria ko bhi saath le aaye. And bring him also together. Now, they know now, alright, influence, right? And the relationship and influence, they know all these things here. So, once Sahanpuri is his sheikh, his ustad, and he says to the sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi, there's a dawat here and you must attend. Now, Sheikh says, I got a very, very complicated situation here. On the one side is my Sheikh. On the other side, if I reveal, then I'm exposing the faults of a Muslim. Now, I'm in a catch situation. What do I do? So he says, no, the reward for hiding the fault of a Muslim is even greater. One is I will cover the fault of a Muslim, number one. And number two, to leave out a dispute, you know, this thing can grow up into a dispute, bad blood, etc. amongst Muslims. And the hadith says that مَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌّ بُنِيَ لَهُ بَيْتٌ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ. That If you leave out a dispute, arguing, etc., fighting, arguing, just leave it out only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. One is, you know, I will leave this out and I'll become the champion. He brought the peace. Not for any other reason, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'm leaving out this quarrel, leaving out this dispute, not getting into it. Now, the verses of the Quran Sharif are replete with this. I'll come to this topic again of Adam al-Islam, but as this mazmoon is just going on my head, Allah Pak says in the Quran Sharif, who is your friend? We got friends for business reasons, right? Oh, he's my business friend. He's my friend. I get so much of business from him. Or he did me a favor, therefore I'm his friend. But then, in the words of Allah Ta'ala, who is your real friend? إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. A true friend now. That's the criteria. That's the criteria, and we need to look into this, that when you're taking up a friend, then what's the standard? What's the criteria? How do you take the friend? One is Allah Ta'ala, that's your friend. Then your second best friend is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, those believers who are not performing namaz, but they're establishing namaz. Each namaz is better than the past namaz. Reading Maghrib namaz, then we can read Isha namaz. In the Isha, I'm trying to make the Isha namaz even better than the Maghrib. Then the Fajr, I'm trying to improve on that. So that's called يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. They are establishing namaz. They are regular in the zakah. وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Raki'un, most of the Mufassirin say, they have that approach of humility. They're humble, easy to get along, accessible. They're not pulled up. They don't have a mind of their own. They're very easily accessible. You can talk to them, you can engage them. This is the friend. وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Allah Pak speaks about this sifat again. He speaks in another place, says, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. When they're working with believers, they're soft, they're manageable, easy to get along, right? And it's so easy to get along that something happens also, and they can overlook it. They can hide a fault, they can overlook the problem, and they go on, they carry on. Now, as a Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, now he's caught in this type of situation. One side, this person is extending a dawat. Hazrat knows that his food is absolutely not right. Now this man goes up to the Shaykh. And he was just gets Zakaria as well. But Zakaria, wahan dawat se dawat mein jana hai. So now he's silent. I can't expose the man's fault, and I need to respect my Shaykh as well. So he went for the dawat. He said, but after the dawat, I went out home, and I put my finger into my throat and I vomited everything out, lest that haram doesn't affect me. But it happened that my Shaykh got affected for about 5 days or so. He had a fever and he sweated it out, and that's how perhaps Allah Ta'ala cleansed his system. But you see this bring about fostering relationship only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for no material gain, for no publicity, for no recognition, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not that now I made the friendship, then I won't sing in the whole town, the whole world. You know, these people are fighting. We made it happen. So you lost the sawab. In one sentence, all the reward is gone. Now we aren't thinking about it, that Allah Pak is the judge. He will look at this. One person did this 10th Hajj, you know. So people come and visit you after you've done the Hajj. In the old days was even Hajj was an expensive thing, affordable to only a certain class. So the zamzam and the kajur that you will bring also is limited. You can't give everybody big parcels. Now you don't mind giving him a whole parcel of kajur, right? So they'll give you zamzam in a small cup, 1-2 kajur, a stubber root. So anyway, people are coming to visit him. One pious person from the town also came to visit him. So this person that went for Hajj, he says to his khadim, his attendant, oh, hamara jo satwa Hajj کا زمزم ہے, اس کو ذرا پلا دو. The seventh Hajj that we went for, just bring some zamzam and just offer it to this person here. So the guest says, you know what, in this one sentence, تم نے ساتوں حج کا ثواب کو برباد کر دیا. In this one sentence of yours, that Hajj that you have done for 7 years, you have destroyed it. It looks like such an innocent statement that you have made, but what was the need for you to say, the Hajj that we did for the seventh time, bring the zamzam from that container? Or there was no need. You have to just impress upon me that I've already made so many Hajj, you know. So this aspect of, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, no adulteration, no contamination in the niyat whatsoever. Now this was the thing of the past, and this thing is becoming extinct by the day. Extinct by the day. The cleansing of the heart, retrospecting the heart. What is the state of the heart at any given time? One Buzurg, he went to perform namaz, Asar namaz perhaps it was. So he went to perform namaz in a masjid. So the Imam Sahib saw the Buzurg. He saw, now this Buzurg got no work now. What's he doing for a living? So he confronted the Buzurg. You know, what are you doing for a living? See, what are you doing for a living? So that when he heard that question, so that Buzurg performed namaz again. Now this Imam Sahib says, now I had one question, now I got two questions. One is, now what are you doing for a living? And number two is, after Asr you can't perform namaz, why are you performing namaz after Asr? So the Buzurg said, you see, when you asked what are you doing for a living, then I began to doubt that, do you believe that Allah Ta'ala is the Razik, He is the sustainer? You are doubting now. So when you're doubting that Allah Pak is the Razik, then how can you be a believer? Allah Pak is the provider. When He's the provider, He's providing for you, He's providing for me. So why do you have a doubt about it, that who is providing for you? So when I doubted your iman, I repeated my namaz. See this retrospecting, checking the heart at any given time, what's my niyat? What's my intention? Now, that is the thing that counts in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just the outer appearance. Now, the whole effort nowadays is, outwardly I must polish it up. It must be looking very glossy. It must look very presentable. What people would say. So that's the whole concern. And by Allah ta'ala, the standard is totally different. By Allah ta'ala, the standard is this, that by what level of purity you've got. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَى. The whole theme of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that I don't want any adulteration. Hunafa, only for me. Committed just for me, nothing else. I don't want any type of partnership in this. Like the husband is so jealous about his wife, he doesn't want a partnership in that. If she comes to him and say, you know, give me a 50% share, I'll give you a 50%, and I give my ex-boyfriend 50%. I say, is it acceptable? You don't want a partnership. So Allah Pak wants that undiluted, unadulterated type of a relationship. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Only for Him, pure, committed to Him. So we're talking about fasad wa ذات البين, and what the hadith has to say about it. One is صلاح ذات البين, to bring about a better relationship, improve relationship, and what things you need to do for that. What's the reward? The merit is better than your namaz, nafil namaz, better than your roza, better than your hajj and sadaqah. You know, to take out money, such a difficult thing, right? But more than all this is to bring about a relationship, a friendship within people, within Muslims, right? And, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى فَسَأَلَى, because I show you something that is the worst thing that you can think about, that will destroy your deen. What deen you have accumulated, it will just destroy it. فَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, to bring about problems within the ranks of Muslims, to create problems, divisions, problems within the ranks of the Muslim. Now this is the worst thing. One is inciting one person against the other. That person is going viral. That person is seeing the whole world. And then before you know it, and the whole world is broken down. Now that is the thing that will destroy the deen. He says, يَلْحَالِقَةُ. The hadith says that يَلْحَالِقَةُ, this thing shaves off. It doesn't shave off the hair. It shaves off the deen. The whole deen is gone. So the simple thing is to try and foster relationship, improve relationship. What can I do to improve relationship? So this hadith is saying, مَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ. The one that leaves out dispute, fighting, arguments, etc. Only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. No other reason. Whereas he's right. 100% he's right. But just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I don't want to get into an argument. I don't want to get into a fight. I don't want to get into a dispute. I left the masjid, now somebody shouting at me at the entrance of the masjid. You parked your car like this and like that, whatever. Small reason, unvalid. But he's just shouting, he's just taking off. So no, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I am not getting into this dispute. Let him say what he needs to say. Shout, fight. I know my sawab is confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala will provide a palace for me, fi rabadil jannah, in the very central jannah. I say, you know, I got a business in the central town, very central town. What type of business? Prosperous business, very prosperous in the central town. So he's going to build a palace for you in the center of jannah, just for leaving out a dispute, not getting into an argument, fight, dispute. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah says, Shanidam ke mardane raay khuda. We have heard that Allah wala nakardan dila dushmanan tang. They don't even hurt the heart of an enemy. We have heard that the servant, the pure good servants of Allah Ta'ala, they won't even hurt the heart of an enemy. That is now the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Then he says, Shuma kuja shawad muyassar I maqam. How can you ever dream of such a position? How can you ever dream of such a position? Because you are fighting with your own friends. Now this Allah wala, look at them. And they won't hurt even the heart of an enemy, they won't hurt. And how can we ever achieve this maqam here? When our fight is, dispute is with this person, that person, every person we're disputing. So we are talking of the sons of Adam al-Islam, and we just divert a little bit. But perhaps the topic is all related, right? So now there's a dispute between the both. And Adam al-Islam says, now just to bring about a settlement. How, within the house, how could you bring about a settlement? So he says, alright, what you'll do? اِسْقَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. Both of you offer a offering, a sacrifice in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Habil and Qabil, and both are told, you offer an offering in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اِسْقَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. Now, in the zamana before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sign of an offering or a sacrifice being accepted is a fire would come from above and consume it. Now that's a sign that offering, that sacrifice is accepted, right? Now, this is a blessing to this ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak has favored them in several ways, that you sacrifice and you can eat from your sacrifice. The spoils of war, you can enjoy, right? Now these are some favors that are exclusive with the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we say that in the previous ummah, a Nabi had come just for a certain class, for a certain nation, and as his time had expired, his religion also had expired. End. So every Nabi that came in the past, he had an expiry date, and after the expiry date, that religion of his had to go out of circulation straight away. No more it can continue. It had an expiry date. But now, the way of Rasulullah is eternal, continuous. And then again, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has blessed it with such, لا يزال طائفة من أمتي قائمين على الحق. Allah Ta'ala guarantees that since لا نبي بعدي, after Rasulullah sallallahu, there is no Nabi to come. So there will be always a group that will be standing on the truth. There'll be always a group that is standing on the truth. لا يدرهم من خذلهم. Anybody forsakes them or joins them, they won't be able to harm them. They will continue right to the end. Because Allah Ta'ala has destined that the way of Rasulullah SAW must continue till the end of time. So there will be people also that will continue the process. They will see to it now that that pristine purity has to go right till the end. So this must happen. Now this is exclusive to Rasulullah SAW. No matter what the odds are, what the challenges are, but there's going to be a people that will continue, they'll walk, they'll work. They're not worried about the odds. Anybody is going to be speaking out against them, he's going to lose out, he's going to be a failure. Man chopped off the head and he became a hero. 1 million people gathered for his janazah namaz. Now, how are you going to break this? Which force on earth can break this? Now, they are wondering, hey, one person and there are 1 million people to join in the janazah namaz of an ordinary person like this. Now, who's going to break this? You can't break this thing. You know, try whatever you want to try, but you can't break this. It's a system of Allah Ta'ala. Any other person, I'm sure you won't get such a crowd. You won't get it. But this is now something exclusive with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he's going to endure the test and the challenge of time. So irrespective of the odds, and he's going to continue. In every zamana that they tried to smash it down here, smash it down this side here, smash it down that side. But it came out. You smash it down one side, came up with the other. Smash it down again here, it came up in another place. But it just continued. So now this is the exclusive favor that was bestowed to Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, they both offered offerings. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا One's offering, one sacrifice, were accepted. Fire came and consumed. Other ones rejected. Now that aggravated him even further. He was, as it is, he was disturbed that his wife is prettier. Now he's offered a sacrifice. One shot the fire came and consumed. And mine is rejected. I don't have a pretty wife, and my sacrifice also not accepted. Oh, I got a multiple problem here. He says, "Laqtulannak, I'm going to kill you." See. Now instead of going the right way, thinking, hey, what is the criteria for acceptance? See, what is the criteria of acceptance? Now I go and work in reverse. Another say, see, the pride gets the bit of you. You see, the Quran Sharif says, "Wadda kathirum min ahli al-kitabi." لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا It is the desire of many kitabis. Kitabis mean Jews and Christians, right? It's the desire of many Christians and Jews. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا They want to turn you back to kufr. حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ The truth has already become manifest. It's become clear. Islam is true because it's a religion that has been prophesied in the books. تَجِدُونَهُ عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ They find it in the books. They find the clear description of Rasulullah SAW. They got no qualms about it. Absolutely no qualms. You know, this is the promised person that is contained in our books. But then, حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ That hasad, that jealous, gets the better over them. That why is this nubuwat? Why is this prophethood turned away from the Bani Ishaq to the Bani Ismail, turned away from our ancestor to the Bani Israel, to our brother nation. Now why? Why it's happened? So we will defy. Come what may, but we're going to defy. Hasadam min indi anfusim. It's just nothing but they consume with jealousy. Oh, you know, overwhelmed with the jealousy. They can't contain it. Mbadi ma tabayyana lahumul haq. They understand that this is true, but no, they won't. It's the same that shaitanic temperament. That he is commanded to prostrate. Now the jealousy also overcomes him as well. He says, Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. Asjudu liman khalaqta tina. This man that you have made out of clay, I must bow down to him. It's supposed to be the other way around. I'm supposed to be getting that show. I'm supposed to be getting the recognition. I'm supposed to be getting the respect. And this person is getting the respect. I can't take this. See, I'm made of fire. I'm superior. I came first. And here, now I have to bow down to this man here. I can't do this. See, that jealousy, you see. And what Islam says, by Islam says, the theme of Islam, you know, you see, the spirit of the constitution, and one is the word of the constitution. two different things. The word of the constitution is something else, and the spirit of the constitution is something else. And the law requires you not only to follow the word, but to see that you secure the spirit of the constitution. Now that's a topic on its own, some other day, inshallah. So, the spirit of Islam, spirit of deen, what is the spirit of deen? The spirit of deen is total submission. No who and why. Just do and die. That's the spirit of the constitution of Allah Ta'ala. Not who and why, but just do and die. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala, and I need to execute the command of Allah Ta'ala. I don't want to know anything else. All I need to know, is this the command of Allah Ta'ala or not? I must verify this, I must confirm this, that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, I must do it. In the summer, I must get up at 4 o'clock for Fajr Namaz. Winter, it's alright, perhaps I can get up at 5:30 for Fajr Namaz. Why? But it's not my place to ask. Oh, I'm only getting sons, he's got sons and daughters. Why only got sons? But it's not your place to ask. Yes, your place is to ask, what must I do? Allah Pak, when they are 4 years of age, what must I do with them? How should I take care of them when they are 7? What should I do for them when they are 10? What should I do for them when they are 15? That's your call, Allah Ta'ala. And I need to understand that I'm your servant. When I'm your servant, I must do exactly as you say. Not why. Why did you say this? And why did you give me this type of children? Someone is retarded, someone is intelligent. And why did you give them? That's not my place. Yes, in this whole commotion, in this whole equation, I need to know my place. And 9 out of 10, when you look at the plan of Allah Ta'ala, there is some deep wisdom, very deep wisdom. I was surprised, one man came to the madrasa some times back, you know, from somewhere, I don't know whether it was Ladysmith or Newcastle or whatever. So he says to me, my wife, she was involved in a motor car accident and she lost both her feet. Both were amputated. But she's so thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Now, I'm wondering now, this was many years ago, bhai, dono pair chale gaye, and ye, this girl is so full of thanks to Allah Ta'ala. What's the secret behind it? You know. So, he explains to me after that, said, my wife knows that it's not the right for me to go into bazaars, into malls, into halls, into public areas, into shops, etc. But she just had an obsession for that, you know. The salia, go to this mall. Although she wasn't an immodest woman, but just that obsession to go to a mall, to go to this hall, to go to this place here, to this. But deep down she knew that this is not the place for a woman. The place for the woman is the house. قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ Remain within the house. That's not the place for women. You start, the moment you get out, then you're asking for trouble. Some trouble or the other will start off. How it will happen, you mustn't ask that, but some trouble, she'll get into some trouble or the other. Some problem will come up. That is the point when she left the home for not a valid shari reason. She has not left the home, she has left the home for not a valid shari reason. You got so much of wealth. Husband is earning. What's the need for you to earn again? He's earning 30,000, enough to run the home. So why another 20,000? Why another 40,000? No, I got a degree. So what? Degree, so what? So is the degree more important or the command of Allah Ta'ala more important? Well, Allah Pak is saying, I stay in the house. So no, I got a degree, I must go out. So the degree doesn't make it permissible. Now, we think, no, I got a degree, and the degree requires that I must appreciate it. That's not the reason. So now, I asked the husband, but why is she so thankful to Allah? She says that she's so thankful because she knows that her place is the home. But it was just she was brought up like this, that she's got an obsession to go out of the house. She's just got an obsession. She can't handle it. Now that her feet are taken away, she's thanking Allah, you saved me from such a musibat, such a disaster you have saved me from. So I can't stop thanking you. This is the right place. You brought me back to my place. Although, I'm finding it a little bit difficult, but I'm overwhelmed with this condition. I'm overwhelmed with joy and happiness. Therefore, I'm showing shukr and I'm showing the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? See now, this is a mu'min. A woman that is pure woman, pure iman. That iman has gone deep into her heart. So she can think right. She can analyze right. She can reason right. That is because of the purity of the heart that iman had gone too deep. And she saw life. She understood what is the word of Allah Ta'ala. And she had it within the heart that I must do this. But just that she didn't have the courage. And Allah just gave one injection and she came right. So anyway, just to end up the story. So when he says that I'm going to kill you, so the brother says, لَإِن بَسَتَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِتِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. If you're going to assault me, stretch your hand to assault me, I'm not going to defend myself. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. I'm not going to defend myself. Because if I'm going to defend myself, right, you are fighting with me, I'm going to defend. It may be in the process of the defense, I may overstep the mark. You know, you gave me one punch and I retaliated with two punches. Can happen. Right? I may just overstep the mark. And the Quranic guidance is, well, juruha qisas. Wounds equal for equal. Injuries equal for equal. You gave me one, I supposed to give you one. The strength that you gave me with, I supposed to give you with the same strength. But I gave you a small punch and you bust my eye. See? So, I'm afraid that I may just overstep the mark. I got the strength, and I got the strength to defend myself. I got the strength to hit you. But I am afraid that if I want to fight you, I may overstep the mark, and instead of you becoming the victim, I'll become the victim in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So I want my records to be clear. Why must I get implicated? By Allah Ta'ala, why must I get implicated? I don't need this in my life. You're going to do this? Well and good, you do it. I'm not going to do it. So, he's also indirectly advising his brother, right? Don't do this. But in a nice way, in a polished way, you're going to do this, this is what will happen. And inni uridu an tabu'a bi'ithmi wa ithmika. What's going to happen then? You will go back with your sin and my sin. Your sin, obviously, for you killing me. And my sin, the Muslim Sharif this hadith comes in, that if you oppressed him, right, then Allah Pak will command and will decide that your sawab must go to him. And for example, you don't have any sawab, then his sin proportionately will be transferred to you. See. Because Allah is going to do justice. You don't have that asset, so you must take that liability now. See. Proportionate liability, you take it on. Uridu and tabu, so he's advising his brother. But that anger and that agitation had overcome him. فَقَتَلَهُ. He killed him. But his brother told him, just to end the story here, in the process of him advising, he says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. You want acceptance in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. What's the criteria? The criteria is taqwa. That's the criteria. You want that your deed, you read namaz, zakat, etc. And you want acceptance. But now you read namaz, outside the masjid doing something else, some music is carrying on, looking at the wrong things, talking of the wrong things. So now how do you want acceptance? Therefore, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu should say, that if I know that one deed of mine is accepted, that is better for me than the entire world and whatever it contains. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, it's better for me than the whole world filled with gold. If I know one deed of mine is accepted by Allah Ta'ala, it's better for me than the entire world filled with gold. Umar ibn Abdulaziz says, I advise you to maintain taqwa. Taqwa, what it means, simply put, do the right thing, leave the wrong thing. What you don't feel easy about, mentally, emotionally, but don't get into it. You're not sure about it, just leave it out. That's the essence of taqwa. He says, that I advise you to commit yourself to taqwa, because it is, when Allah Ta'ala sends down His mercies, it is only the muttaqeen that enjoy that mercy. When Allah Ta'ala accepts, then it is only the people of taqwa that accepts. When Allah Ta'ala blesses, it is only the muttaqeen that get blessed. And then he says at the end, that people that talk about it are plentiful, but people that apply this taqwa are very few. A lot of people to talk about it, but very few that apply. I see the wrong, immediately I must close my eyes, lower my eyes. I listen to music immediately, or something that is haram, I immediately shut down. Now that is called taqwa. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Kareem wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.